This is what I'm telling you, the book of Job, chapter 30. Job chapter 30, and I'll read to you verse 23. For I know that thou wilt bring me to death into the house appointed for all living. This is our passage of text for meditation this morning. And these are the words of Job. And we are thinking of the subject of it. So our subject is the appointment for all the living. And this appointment is that which God has appointed. It's not human appointment. But Job was talking about how God was dealing with him. And he mentioned that God himself has appointed him for this. And this reminds us of death, which God has appointed for all, and also the place for all the bodies of the dead, the grave. And I'll obey you. Job, as some hour, count Job, chapter 30, verse 23. And you put a journalist to say, Shadia and Hubo dia to Bama at Yasipunina. Now, Job, the Okan is also in himself. Now, look what the member of Womu. Now, and if he was after Bama at Yasipunina, I'm saying, wait, or can't actually again, Edna, Sadia, Yahoo, what she said, Woma Nipadia or Tiasi, and now, what's also Nipua, Bia, or dear Maya, he said, the Gamlim. Joshua, when he was about to die, uttered a similar words in Joshua chapter 23, verse 14. He says, "And behold, this day I am going to the way of all the earth, the way of all the earth. It's a common place for all of us." Joshua, and so Emra, Emra, so be uno. Ọkachasị afọ ni sị, ndị mmiri mebekọ ebea ọhụma nipa nyinaa ọsị ọkọ. Nti ọ nso twe adwe gyina so mezi ma nipa onye ọba bebi baako ọsị ọkọ. And the truth of the matter is that the grave is the universal meeting place for all descendants of Adam who are born in sin and live in sin. And that we have to die because we are born in sin and we live in sin. In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, we are told, "For the wages of sin is death." The Job can someone any prayer. If we say, "Ada kamune muno aye, biya biya sini pe niya biya niya kwaku shimo," na nipa aye niya fi adamu ya we boni mo eti boni muno enunti no osi ewu. The Bible actually is a born yet and what Job is talking about here is just our death. We have spiritual and eternal death, but we are thinking of this part, the physical death, which has to do with the body of each one of us. So the Job can a woman Job can was seminal, Nipediana, a woman. If you say Bible chair, say a woman, say, when Nipedia woo. Yosun sumu wo ne sanso wo daache ewu a nipa ehoma adboyefo na Job ye oka na okasafa nipedua a ose ewu je na yedwendwe ho na no pedia di kan. So as we think further on the words of Job, our first thought is that we think about the power of death and the grave. See yedwendwe Job ni se mo de ka ka ya fo wo mi. Yeah, dream a word to me, any other camera answer to me. I won't pass you. Any bread said that of a word away near answer to me that the camera so always to me. So I say, I'm going to go and buy net. I say, yeah, be a local hobby. And the truth is that when death knocks at the door at the final hour, no one is able to resist it. The crow only says, a word, but boy, help for no. None has power over death by our own selves. In Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 8, there is no man that hath power over the spirit within the spirit, neither hath he power in the day of death, and there is no discharge of discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to him. You see, so Samuel said, "Ye kra efi emua, so be any to me, ah, which me ajeno hu efi uonsa." Now, and there's no discharge in that war. I said, "Who has it appropriate?" And it is true. Who has been able to withstand it? No one. The Bible can only cry. Find it to me, you know, who are no. The name rests at times also who are. All will submit to death at that decisive hour when it's our time to die. No medicines, no doctors, their own expertise can prevent death when this time. Yes, we see people, but probably they may have good medicine and whatever, but when their time comes, they can keep them because their time is still not up. But if it's the time, no matter how good medicines we have, no matter how we the best doctors attend us, we shall all die. You see, no one can save us. Yes, we think of having good health and also, I mean, having good doctors to help us. Yes, so long as it's not our time, they can help us. Maybe against you, being a drug, a boy, and to me, a son, and to me, a boy, and I be a former day. And I say, being a doctor for cry, I'm also, I'm going to be a former day when you're my pie, it's here almost on my boy. But, in your channel, the time was one. Obian to me, didn't move a wound, sir. Sometimes we think of those mighty men in the world, those who can speak and things turn over. They can turn a nation upside down and all that. But then, when it's death, when their time to die, they cannot resist. Yes, while they have life, they can, by their words probably, command many things to happen. Maybe changing, situations and all that, God permits, and because they have the means. But then, when it is time to die, all the power they have has nothing to do. All their mightiness become nothing, you see. So that death makes all of us nothing before our own eyes. Also, in the grave, all bodily beauty and attractions that many ways they are living for, by death, rot, and feed the worms underneath. Also, Mr. Manetti, we are saying we have a CCC, we are here. I say, hey, Homasabasa. But the Bimu, your Homa, my Jesse, my brother, Bunyano, just say, oh, CC, the Nipia, but then we have a group only said, they go to the Cameroon, who are Sam, Mr. CCC, Homome, Mr. CCC, your Bunyano, the Coma, and so soon, the idea war at the Cameroon. So it becomes a waste, you see, so that I will offend Mr. Ma, a Bimu, I don't want to offend. Eh, don't buy any almost so Miss Momo happy only pay number the year, almost the year don't buy no. If you are seeing more, the Camelemono, since you to be a whole fair, so be one yet, and since you be any. You could rather Camelemoa, Yenia, Yapotoho, and all the rooms in the graves, the once healthy and strong lies lifeless. Your dear Pasha, the Camelo, and the Camelemoa, Yenia, one who are there. Your war, every year, Pomodino, the Dahua, into me, and so soon, and I'm your so into me first. I'll cry there, and Pamon. See, we can, we have, while we have life, we can do so many things for ourselves. But let us let our spirit depart, let our soul depart, and then we are put in the grave. None of us can move a limb. See, and Mirasun, that's the idea, Koshada Kamunemua, who be out to Pijan and Sabah, who said, Wo, ah, Toye, Wo, the Akobedia, Yenisu to me. So we see that death proves the equality of all men. See, all men are equal. There's nothing, we are all equal. You know, the vain distinctions which this world of sin affords deserve our death. We are saying, whoa, all these vain distinctions, you see, God didn't create us. It is true. God give us different talent and everything, but it is not for us to really be proud about it and really distance it, make ourselves special before than others. But death, when death comes, all that speciality is taken away. And of course, young people on my if miss more, or see all your near day. But and yet, on farm, my answer, your farm, we ask now, you have your whole church, you will. I said, you know, I just do not see who are near a chimco. Yes, in the grave, there is no distinction of race, tribe, and nationality. See, for sure, I come room one. Sir, will be a tune, so be a guitar. Sir, will be a kiny, and also be a venison and kiny, and also be a gun, and he and also will be fear be a Burkina Faso. When we come to die, there's no distinction, you see. So, in reality, there's no mean that these things are artificial. But you see how we pride ourselves in how and who we are. Oh, we are nothing. In the grave, the rich and the beggar, the great and the small, the wise and the fool, all lie equally low, mixed up without distinction. There is no. You know, when there's war, it tells us, it reminds us of it. Because when there's war and there's a destruction, you see, it doesn't matter who we are. So long as the war has come, we are all struggling to survive. And we all lose whatever goes for our place. We'll be bombed, whatever. I'm sure nowadays we hear of bombings and everything. In a day, those who have, we lose everything, and then everything will be gone. So, a war tries to nip in here, yeah, Obi nyɛ kɛse ansin obi na nipa na ahyehyɛ ma saa nneɛma no kɔ so wɔ wiase mu yɛde gyegye yɛ ho dabi yɛwu a saa gye no fie ɔkɔ ɛdi ɛsan so po kyerɛ yɛ sɛ tiɛti wiase ma saa nneɛma no nyɛ adeɛ a yɛde gye ho paa bi sɛ mfasoɔ bi ani so Job nansan so ka saa mesi ma ewu ma yɛ nyɛ baako ɛkyɛ sɛ nyɛ baako Job chapter 21 verse 23 26 he says. One dieth in his full strength, being wholly at ease and quiet. His breasts are full of milk, and his bones are moistened with marrow. And another dieth in the bitterness of his soul, and never eateth with pleasure. He shall lie down alike in the dust, and the worms shall cover them. You see? If you don't see, if you will, at omu wa ni nya omu nya kota da kamde mu a nya ye mixe sunsun na ide etitire ye ho it just confirm what I'm trying to say that and that in the grave we are nothing. So this shows how no matter how the great we feel ourselves, and I'm saying who are you? We are nothing. I'm sure we have heard those words. No, you see, these are words of vanity. We are nothing. We are nothing because at death, where are those words? Only God can say me, who can compare himself to me. For humans, we cannot say that. But we do say, you see, when death comes, all those words doesn't come in at all. But you know, the grave has already swallowed up our ancestors. They are gone. Our neighbors, we have seen many neighbors that are gone. Our friends, our loved ones have all gone. We know, I'm sure all of us, we have loved ones who have gone on before, and they are now in the graves. Just last year, my friend died in December, so this January, we went to bury him. And because I have that close relationship with him. And you realize that he's gone. Sometimes he'll call me and say, Kweku, then we talk. Now I'll say, who's going to call me that? You see? And sometimes, all of us, we come to that point. They're all gone. They cannot return again. See how death and the grave remind us that we are not, and also that it reminds us that we have somewhere to go. So the words of Job reminds us, each one of us, so that we can say with him, for I know that thou will bring me to death. God, yes, each one of us have to say that. God will bring us to death. and to the house appointed for all living. Yes, each one of us must say that. Yen ye also be as me that I mean him say and go for the maybe woman. But some sort of me up, but baby idea will fool the papa dinya or money per dia in yash. Yen ye everything about hobby. You see, that's why Lord Jesus Christ said we should not fear those who kill this body, but we should fear him. That is God who is able to kill and put the soul in hell. You see? So that because whatever it is, those who kill people, they also come to die. Those tyrants and murderers, they also come to die one day. So that what matters is what comes afterwards. You see. So Job has reminded us of death, which will humble us. Job, what can a woman say? Or say, am I in your grace? So am I? Or say, am I a young girl? If you are, if you say, only in seven to me. On what they have ever started here, nature and so on in sin. So it's a good reminder that if every day we put this in our mind, oh, I'm going out to my work, I'm going to the market, I'm going to this place, I know that God will bring me to death. I know that one day I'll be in the grave. Then why am I so much give myself to the things of this life? As I'm going out, it will be the time He will take me to the grave. As I am moving up and down, as I'm sinning or doing whatever I'm doing, it will be the time God is taking me to the grave. And what will I answer Him when I go? You see? I said, I'm sure it can be us. I'm a time was so. Also, me knew me and yes, a time so. Yes, so we are Yako, yeah, which you said, Yako was here time or so. Yako. And then I'll be, they do what? So we move on to think of the final state of man. But Job has told us what this body will come when we come to that. But, you know, there's more to death afterwards than what Job have been said. So we are thinking of the final state of man. The grave is not the final state of mankind. It's part of it, but it's not. Because if the grave the final state of man, then those who said, well, let's eat and drink, tomorrow we die, then we can say the same thing. Because after all, if this body is rotten, what again? We are no more. But that's not the end of man, you see. The grave shows us how we ought to have been in this world. We should have been equally living and not be making ourselves better than others. Because we are all sinners before God. We all deserve nothing but punishment for our sins. But yet, we make ourselves somebodies. We are nobodies. And yet, the grave is not the end of human life. Death is just a separation of the soul from the body.
In Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7, the Bible tells us, then shall the dust return to the dust as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. And we will back. You need to be piano. You have to come in free. God brings the soul to man, the spirit to man, so to go back to Him. So you see, there's a process after this. It's not just, well, Obi Wune, this shell that we went, that'll be something is happening with God has closed my human eyes. Maybe see, the Nipu Wua, and you said, this in and one, no. You know, she say, oh, man, if I don't cost so, but depending on but not send a train. So the body will go to the dust, and the soul will go back to God. So that though at death the body decay in the grave, while the soul is kept by God, yet this is only for a time. It is a time God appoints. It's only in His hands. See, for a time. Because the Bible tells us there shall be resurrection of the dead. Bible tries to say, Nipu wa, Nipiduani wa, Nipidua, and who binyan Nipiduani fi adakamim. There will be resurrection. So you see, after death, when we are God has appointed us to death and we are gone, there are still appointments which is going on. There's an appointed time of resurrection. There's an appointed time where the soul and the body is separated. There's an appointed time when there's a resurrection. And then it goes on. So you see, man, that's why our life is described as a journey. Even when traditional also people who are when they are going to bury someone, you know how they do, they give him coins and other things. Why they say he's going to cross river. They have the idea that the person is not, I mean, it's not the end of the person. Only that they have a wrong idea. Because they think that the person who have died have become like a superhuman being, where they can pray to. That is wrong. But they have the idea, our traditional people who don't have the Bible, they have the idea that when people die, it's not the end. It's foolish for people to think that, well, when we die, that's the end. It's one of the foolish things that anyone can think of. You see? It's something which, I don't know how to describe it. You see? But people think that when we die, that's not the end. And so the Bible tells us there will be what? Resurrection. In Acts 24 verse 15, we are told that there will be distinction in the resurrection after death. Apostle Paul was before at Felix, and he was speaking, defending the gospel. I mean, the Jews have taken it to trying to accuse him of causing trouble. And he said, no, he was just a preacher of the gospel. And this is the Pope why he's even preaching the gospel. And he told them that the Jews themselves believe that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. Apostle Paul, Mra, Jew for no, Oma and Pe, Christ, Sam, no chain, no call. Numbers, almost say, oh, Paul, or can't send Tia, the friend goes on, and yet you are so. Now, it's only Paul could not first the name. And now, Paul, or church, and didn't hear, or can't send pants. Not sure of Israel pulling yarn or when you did say a woosory war, So you see, he tells us there is what resurrection both of the just and unjust. And if I were so be a Christian, so near Christian, yeah, what in the pro as you have to. But say, and mercy, Benyania, Yanian answer, oh, Yanian would answer, Reba. And that is what he tells us. There's what? Distinction in the resurrection after death. You know, in this life, we create artificial distinctions, but in the grave, when we all decay at resurrection, God brings to us that clear distinction. And that is so great. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 2, the same, we are told the same thing. And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth are awake. Many. Some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. You see? Obia benyane, ebi mo ba ko dan kwa mu, mo ko ba ko eni wo ene da at 18. So there's always the resurrection of the dead, but there will be a distinction in that resurrection. There will be a distinction in that resurrection. So again, those who say that, well, when we die, man die like a beast. Yes, the body is like, it's run like a beast, but that is not all. There are something which goes on. There will also be, animals will not be resurrected. And you see? So some to everlasting shame and everlasting contempt. So some to everlasting, so there's distinction here. And also, in Matthew 25, verse 46, when Lord Jesus Christ spoke about, earlier before this, but he spoke about his coming, and that he'll gather all nations before him, separate sheep from the goats. And he says, and at the end, those that the separation, when the separation comes, one of the group who Christ rejects, this is what he tells them, and they shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. So you see, there's a distinction again. These are the words of Christ. Who were disqualified, who died as sinners, who were not saved by Christ, we are told, and they shall go away into everlasting punishment. It's not everlasting destruction where they will not live again. You know, people say that the punishment, God is so kind that he will not punish people in hell forever. But look at the words of Christ, to everlasting punishment. If you do not feel the punishment, then what is punishment? they will feel it everlastingly. So they will be alive to feel the punishment everlastingly, you see. So that it's not that God will let them cease to exist. No, there will be everlasting punishment. So here we are reminded that the resurrection of the dead will lead to judgment. These two things, both eternal life and the everlasting contempt, it tells of judgment. People, there will be what, that kind of sentence on the life of persons at the resurrection. Each one of us will have to either be with those with eternal life or those with everlasting contempt. You see, yesterday we were on visitation, and there's a young man, he's a Muslim, and the question was asked, if he's to meet God today, is he prepared? Well, we asked him, is he sure of judgment? He said, yes, that there will be judgment when the world comes over. So we asked him, if he meet God, what will he say? Oh, he said, initially, he has 70%, and he brought 50%. So we tried to help him, that no, there's no percentage of preparation when it comes to the day of judgment. You must have 100%, or you are not ready at all. Well, later he moved on. But the fact is that you must be sure before that day, before you die and to go and meet that resurrection day. Because the day of resurrection will be a day of judgment, where the righteous will be blessed with eternal life, while unrighteous enters to everlasting punishment, eternal hell. And yes, our cancer, well, we do what we have upon a baby mobile. This is our branch, and they can say, oh, 70%. Oh, no, I like grading. Oh, no. In grading, I mean, also, we are sure. Bible in Chemist will say, yes, sure. As I said, obey a training, obey a down one. And I saw obey the boy in here, obey a da associate or something. So there are only always two things. You see, people sometimes joke about salvation, repentance and seeking the Lord, because they think, well, the Bible, what the Bible says may not be strictly so. But let us remember that it was the same God who spoke and then everything came into being. And the same God who says this and it is done. And he doesn't change his mind when he has uttered anything. God, as he has said, even if he changes his mind, then he will cease to be God. So as he, not some more people say, "Fine, sir." Say, "I don't choose to be a temuda nobu. I be a oh, I go pon. Obey brain once I may be that be." Say, "The one cano and one obey." I go pon. Say, "Oka same plan was to start na noa." Why? No, I say, "Why say or draw for?" No, no. God will never change His mind. It is for us to rather change our mind and seek Him. I go pon zona be. Yen no say zona be. Then we share no. See, it is us. We must change our mind to repent of sin and seek it, because at the day of resurrection there will be distinction. We don't have any middle ground. Sometimes people think, well, there's a kind of lesser Christians. Although we're Christians, but maybe we're Christians, and yet they're so. It has been. Christianity is one. There's only one kind of Christianity that will go to heaven. And it is our duty to ask the Lord to help us to be as such and strive after it. Christosum, you know, and yes, you will be the only way of a mess and power, and that's the moment you're going to be the world, maybe in 2 years, and maybe that'll be. So, when to me and your side, dear, Bab Watcher, or so, who serve and no poor now 2 years, sir. Not the sea walk, and be a look at you, and if you said, Satemuda no bar, and Fifi, and that's all we have now. There's so many ground. That's why in Revelation, Jesus Christ told the church that he hates lukewarmness. You see? You should either be hot or cold. Then the distinction should be clear. Also, Ochibojubojwe. Serbia, Ode, Mia, Mia, Shimia, Mia, Yenu. There's no major ground. No. Also, Yeshi, and also, Yenu. Yenu, that means, we don't say, Media, and Pina, me. But Yeshi, also, Yeshi. That is it. There is no major ground for when God is dealing with us. No. Yes, God is kind. He knows that if we are struggling, we are struggling. He helps us. But not that, well, we don't care. We are just living our lives and we think that God will have a middle ground for us. No. We must seek Him. So there will be what? Distinction there. And so there shall be a resurrection after this, both of the just and the unjust. The righteous and the sinner. That's what it means. The righteous and the sinner. The just and the unjust. Why did some become just and why others become unjust? Why? And also, that the righteous shall receive eternal life. Why would God take away everlasting punishment from them? And why would they be free from eternal misery in hell? Where people, the Bible tells us in Mark chapter 9, verse 48, where their worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. Why will people be free from that? Because we are all sinners. I didn't think they'd be moody. I'm going to be moody. I was sad. I was so sure what the boy for is. I didn't hear. You didn't hear the boy for. Why is there a difference in the resurrection? Because we are all sinners. We all die and rot in the grave. And there is no difference there. But why then, when we are risen from the grave, why is there such a difference, you see? The difference is because of Christ and his atoning death. This was really a war at the boy for me, at 24, and we are Christo, for a war, and it's your bonica. That's the difference. That's the difference. His death has removed the condemnation of sin for all who believe in him. You won't know what Calvary cross in the sun. A chia bonica, a you bonus was a tree, I'll be of a genuine. So you see, Christ's death on the cross of Calvary has removed this condemnation. In Romans chapter 8, verse 1, the first part, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. The death of Christ has taken the condemnation of sin from those who believe in him. When he was dying on the cross of Calvary, he was paying for the punishment for sin, for all who believe in him. The miracle is to know who are Calvary, as Indiana, so, that is why our sinners will have to suffer eternally. And Christ has to suffer in that small, time, the millions of thousands eternal years that sinners will have to suffer. We didn't see that. We only saw him hanging there. We can think of the physical suffering, but his suffering was beyond that. Only he knows what punishment each sin deserves. So you see, when we think of Christ dying, suffering for me a few hours, let us not think that, his suffering was. No. The real suffering, you and I, we have not seen. You see? That is why he tells us to come to him, to help put our faith in him, so that the real suffering, he will save us from. Because he has tasted the real suffering for us. He tasted that we may live. And Christo, when he was to change the idea, or not so much, said the whole Calvary, not say, or no, and the Caribbean here. Morning was a triangasano on the penny. Now, and you know, because the umbrelling chain, as the umbrelling chain, you have a ranch in 1 year, and the Dutch said the abonnee as a triangle. So you see, what he did is what has brought freedom for some, for all who trust in him, give their life to him, and seek him as their savior and put their faith in him. While he died on the cross of Calvary, he took on him the punishment for sin. So that when we come, God cancels this punishment. And not only that, he who comes to him, Christ gave him his perfect righteousness. We call it imputation. He credit to God. When we are forgiven our sins, we don't have any good thing to hold on to. So Christ gives us his righteousness. All who believe in him, he gives us his righteousness. That is why the righteous will get eternal life. Not that they were righteous in themselves, but because of Christ's righteousness. You see? Some are just, not because they are just in themselves. Nobody is righteous in himself, but because of Christ's righteousness. Because by sin, none of us can be righteous before God. And when the Bible says, the just shall enter into everlasting life, it doesn't mean that anybody is just himself, but because these people who will be just have come to Christ and trusted in him, they repented of sin, he has forgiven them, and then he has given them his righteousness. He covers them, and they are secured from eternal punishment, and then they are called righteous because of Christ. You know, all our goodies are by filthy rags. Yeah, Papa, yeah, and to Magufi. We at the day of judgment, we cannot go and claim our good day, our goodness. I'm sure no right thinking person will go and claim, will think that God will accept his goodness, because what about your sins? Why? How, what about your sins? No, we come before God in Christ, covered with his righteousness, washed in his blood, forgiven by him, and then God look upon us and he gives us eternal life. You see, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and whosoever believes in him should not perish. The perishing there is what we are talking about. Eternal damnation in hell. Perish. Perish to suffer eternal punishment. That is what it means. But those who believe in him, he gives what? Eternal life. Righteousness. So that we are free from the condemnation of sin to come. So this verse and thinking further really helps us to think of life and how we must really prepare for the day of judgment. For God has appointed it. It is appointed unto man once to die, but after this, the judgment. There's judgment. What is next? God appointed death and he appointed judgment. And you and I have no choice in that. We only have to go and face it. But before I come to an end, my question is, what will be your stand at the day of judgment? At the moment you do, I have an abidna. You that hear me this day, the day of judgment, where will you stand? Are you trusting in how good you are? So, what do you want to say over there? Are you trusting in that? That's a deception. Or are you trusting in your good deeds and that of Christ? You know, people, well, no, it's a lie. You know, some churches, they think that the Roman Catholic Church, they think that, the good deeds of people can help others. No, before God, there's only one good, Christ, and his righteousness. We have no good to claim. And for ourselves or for others, we must come to seek Christ alone. So, if you are trusting your good deeds and that of Christ, no, Christ will not. Are you saved by Christ? Salvation is when you go to him, confess to me your sins, asking him to save and forgive you. And he hears your prayer, he forgives your sin, and makes you one of God's children, and changes your heart and gives you the Spirit. And that in this life you live for his glory. And it assures you that in the day of judgment, Christ will be with you. Many people think that they can live anyhow in this life and they call themselves Christians and yet go to heaven. No! And yet we're free at the day of judgment. No! There's, as I said, the Bible tells us there's only one standard of Christianity. Until we have gotten to that standard, we are not Christians at all. Christo. Now, I'm going to say, Christo, ni also here. That's the end, sir. Me and friends will say Christopher. Yes, that I am. We must go to the God has never lowered his standard. Yes, he knows that we are sinners, we are weak. But he said we should bring our weakness to him and he will help us. But if you are not willing to take your weakness to him, and you claim thinking that, well, perfect. We are deceiving ourselves. Take your imperfection to him. And that he will work on it for you. He will help you. He will free you from the power of sin in this life. And then he will free you from the power of damnation of hell in the world to come. Your freedom from everlasting punishment depends on Christ's righteousness. So, when you have freedom of He has secured this for us. Friend, if you are not sure of your eternal destiny, then you have to come to Jesus Christ. So we name Odachi, so could you any matter to change. Come to him. Repent of your sin and believe in him, for he's ever willing to save all. Who come? He has never rejected any, whether rich or poor, whether full or wise, whether great or small, all come. And in Christ he saves. So may the Lord help us as we think about matters of life, of death and the grave of Job. Has brought into our minds, and that if you have not come to him, just offer your life to him, and he will receive you.